Genesis chapter 25. Then Abraham took another wife, and her name was Keturah. And she gave birth to him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shuah. And Jokshan fathered Sheba, and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Asherim, and Letushim, and Leomim. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Hanoch, and Abida, and Eldah. All these were the children of Keturah. But Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. But to the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts, and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he was yet alive, eastward, to the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 175 years, 2183 AH, 1859 BC. Then Abraham gave up the spirit, and died at a good old age, an old man, and full of years, and was gathered to his people. And his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre, the field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth. There Abraham was buried, along with Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham, that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac lived by the well Lahai Roi, well of a living one who sees me. Now these are the generations' records of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, gave birth to Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names, according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Massa, Hadar, and Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, by their towns and by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years, 2231 AH, 1008 Ob died, and he gave up the spirit and died. And they lived from Havilah to Shur, that is before Egypt as you go towards Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brothers. And these are the generations' records of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham fathered Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to be his wife, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian of Paddan Aram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac pleaded with the Lord Jehovah for his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord Jehovah heard him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together inside of her, and she said, "If I am pregnant, what is happening to me?" And she went to inquire of the Lord Jehovah. And the Lord Jehovah said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from your body, and one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, indeed, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like hairy clothes, and they called his name Esau Hairy. And after that his brother came out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob Heel Grabber, Deceiver. And Isaac was 60 years old, 2168 AH 1836 BC, when she gave birth to them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man, living in tents. And Isaac loved Esau, because he ate of his venison deer meat, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob cooked stew, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "I beg you to let me eat some of that red stew, because I am faint with hunger." Therefore his name was called Edom Red. And Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright today." And Esau said, "Look, I am at the point of dying, and what profit is this birthright to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me today." And he swore to him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils, like beans. And he ate and drank, and rose up and went his way. So it was that Esau despised his birthright,